Bloomberg Brief, news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
6:21 on Wall Street. Good morning. I'm John Tucker. We have crude oil up about 0.5%. NYMEX crude up 28 cents at $53.11 this morning after that historic OPEC deal. Joining us now from Bloomberg Brief, the Bloomberg Brief Oil Buyer's Guide, Christopher Sell. Chris, I love the headline on one of the stories that you've written. Watch out, OPEC. The Americans are coming. Shale producers. Boy, did we forget about the shale producers and whether or not they're the swing producer in all this?
No, I don't think we forgot about them. I think some people try to not think about them too much. But, you know, because I think it's this sort of, you know, it's an issue that's not going to go away. I mean, the deal on Saturday was a big event. And I think the fact that the Saudis surprised everybody by stressing that they would cut even more than they had initially stated really buoyed the markets. And we saw oil get to a pretty high number. But, you know, shale is the big question. And I thought we just quickly mention, you know, the IEA today has come out with its oil market report. And there's a couple of things in that which, you know, kind of just sums up just where the oil market is at the moment. So the IEA say today that the global oil market's going to swing from a surplus to a deficit in the first half of 2017. So that's a decline of about 600,000 barrels a day in the next 6 months because of the curbs that OPEC and its partners are going to put into effect. Initially, the IEA had said in the previous report this wouldn't happen until the end of 2017. So that's a good thing. So the deal is working.
Let me stop you right there. What's the track record of the IEA's forecasts? Note the cynicism in my voice, Christopher.
Don't draw me into this. I'm just reporting here. What can I say? People pay a lot of attention. It's the IEA. It's a big global NGO. People pay a lot of attention to it. But at the same time, it's also the IEA halved its estimate for non-OPEC supply growth. So these are good things. But at the same time, the IEA has reported that the U.S. shale output is going to rise next year. So, you know, both these things, which everyone said is going to happen, is happening. So I don't quite know where that really leaves us, apart from the fact that the OPEC's getting what it wants initially, is getting the stockpiles down in the first half. And so we're seeing the front end of the curve, you know, come up quite highly, and stockpiles are going to come down. But if US shale output starts rising, and that's what everyone thinks is going to happen, then you know the back end of the curve or the middle end of the curve is going to stay a similar level.
I'm going to toss in another question. We only have like a minute left, but before you go, who among the OPEC producers, of all the people who've signed entities that have signed on to the OPEC accord, who's the most desperate? And I say that thinking they're going to be the first to cheat. Is it Argentina?
Argentina, Venezuela, yes, Angola, all these countries that are desperate to get any kind of petrodollars back in their coffers, basically, I think will do. And the fact that Saudi has come out and said they'll do pretty much whatever they can to make sure this deal goes through and they can keep the keep this deal going, I think you'll find, without naming these people, cheating is very, very possible because they know that Saudi is quite desperate to get this this market balanced. And I think you'll find some people maybe just putting out a bit more than they actually officially say.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Christopher, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. NYMEX crude, once again, up 30 cents a barrel. That's up 6 tenths. 53.13 right now. Brent, the international benchmark, that's up 34 cents, up 0.6% at 56.03. Chris Sell from Bloomberg Brief. And you could read Chris's analysis, other news, market data, expert commentary of the world's most trusted economist and analyst in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletters. Sign up now at bloombergbriefs.com. Terminal customers, you can also use the function Brief Go.